This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington. And Corey, that's right, off of North Collins. Corey, I don't know if you're going to approve of this, but I want to shout out Karen and Barry for listening to our show. And I'm really sorry if your daughter dropped the ball on that. She had an opportunity to give a sports opinion, and she got nervous.
Yeah, it happens, man. It happens. We see this all the time.
We do.
You know, people say things they don't intend to say when a microphone's in their face.
True.
Like the Hawk Tua thing. Remember how that all came about?
Yeah. You know, that actually seems like it worked out pretty okay.
Man on the street stuff, you never know exactly how they're going to go. So sometimes you get nervous. Sometimes people ask quiz questions and you don't know the answer. And they just act like you're answering it correctly, even though you're like, hey, name all the continents. And they're like, Texas. And they're like, yeah, good job.
Oh, man. But it was also her birthday last week, so we should probably cut her some slack.
Yeah,
so,
she's still recovering.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, right here live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington and all across 105.3 The Fan and the Odyssey app, it's time for the Seed Lock starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate that. I want to start with some audio. Mike McDaniels, you ever heard of him before?
Yes,
he is the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And he decided to play a little prank on Max Crosby.
Pretending like I'm going to change this call. Hey! I'm going to change this call. I'm not going to change the call.
Max Crosby.
Neutral zone infraction. Defense, number 98.
Hey, we didn't have a play called, Max. We didn't have a play called, Max. We didn't have a play called. LOL.
LOL. The computer having a little bit of a problem there.
Okay, I actually thought that was my headphones. No, and I'm like, I'm really sorry, Corey. I'm trying.
He said out loud in earshot of Max Crosby, I'm going to change this call. And he runs up to Tua and says, I'm going to change the call. And then he goes, I'm not going to change the call. And Max thinks that the call has been changed, and he jumps off sides on the play. Mm. And he's like, I didn't even have a play call, you dummy. Ha ha, you fell for that one. Mike McDaniels, even though this season isn't going well for him, still cocky as ever, man.
Oh, that is tough. I'm going to mix in some shout-outs along the way. Shout-out to Alex on his journey on his way to work. He's going to go kill it at work. Congratulations. And that's at the DFW airport. That is from Ryan. Excellent shout-out right there. Getting a lot more written shout-outs nowadays.
Now, Kevin, that's because there are a lot of people showing up at Buffalo Wild Wings.
There have been a ton of people.
They're like, while we're here, might as well drop a line to you while we're here. Bryson DeChambeau.
He's a golfer.
He is a golfer. You're not a huge golf fan.
That is true. But especially because I reached out to Liv to see if they wanted to help us out with any donations. Nothing.
Interesting.
I also put no blood for oil in there.
We have a friend that works at Liv. We should reach out to
them. Oh, that's right.
Bryson DeChambeau has consumed all of my TikToking as of late.
Oh?
He has been trying to sink a shot over his house.
Oh.
For the last 10 days now.
This feels a very Dude Perfect-esque.
Yes, very absolutely Dude Perfect-esque. By the way, for Peace-a-thon next week, we do have an autographed Dude Perfect basketball.
Oh.
And there will be tickets to their tour. I think that's going to be at Dickies Arena. So that's going to be an option for you right there. But yeah, Bryson DeChambeau has been trying to hit this shot over his house. It looks like he's in his front driveway.
Okay.
And on the backside of a two-story house which, by the way, the house where he's hitting at, all glass. So it's not like he's hitting into brick area. Okay. It's all glass. He has a green that sits down about 30 feet from the back door of his house, and he started 10 days ago, and on day one, he got one shot. On day two, he gets two shots. On day three, he gets three shots. But he's been, since then, he's shot 55 times over his house and hasn't gotten close. I think the closest he got was about a foot from the pin.
Wow.
But he can't see the hole. He's just shooting it over his house, and he has a friend that's sitting on his roof that's telling him if it was right or if it was left or if it was short. And it's a really fun thing. So if you haven't got a chance to see that, and if you're not a TikToker, that's fine. I don't know where else. Mike says you can watch him on YouTube, right, Bryson DeChambeau? So that is a fun thing right there if you want to just waste about, 5 minutes of your time.
Okay.
But every morning I wake up and I look at my TikTok just to see if DeChambeau has actually hit this shot or not. It's good content right there.
Okay.
The other thing, Matt Zuccarello. You ever heard of this guy, Kevin?
Hockey player.
He's not doing too well.
Oh, what happened?
Give me one second.
Oh, no. You know what I'm always afraid of is those when they talk about somebody got skated over or took like a skate to the whatever. That's horrifying.
Yeah, he suffered what? Oh, man. My computer has frozen up on me.
Oh, no.
There it is. We are back in the game. He's always been one of the likable guys in the league. He's kind of one of those kind of guys. But evidently...
Do you want me to read some shout-outs?
Go ahead and do that while this happens.
All right, from the 817, shout-out to Saginaw High School as they get ready to go to Wichita Falls for their playoff game. From the 214, shout-out to my wife, Stacy, for putting up with my shenanigans long enough for us to be married 5 years today. And now, this is a serious one and a little bit longer. From the 817, shout out to me. Next Thursday is my birthday, and I will have 4.5 years clean from painkillers. And I've also dropped 170 pounds. Wow!
Congratulations.
That is unfreaking believable. Congratulations to you indeed. All right, Corey. Where are we going?
All right, so here is the line from Dr. Horace Gruhl. He says, really hope Zuccarello was wearing his cup and he's okay. Otherwise, concern for a testicular rupture and multiple weeks out. Other organs along with blood vessels, nerves, etc. in the region as well. So multitude of injuries cannot be excluded. He was helped down the tunnel, man. It looked nasty. And I'm sorry, my computer's still giving me a hard time. So I'm gonna go to another topic here, Kevin, that I had in the pocket just in case. What is it exactly that you want Dak to do to elevate the team beyond in the playoffs or even in the regular season? Because every time we talk to the Joneses, every time we talk to anybody, what's the first thing that they bring up?
He was second in the MVP.
No.
Oh, okay.
They always immediately go to, he's a great leader.
Yeah.
And it's always the intangible things. Look, Dak Prescott is a very likable guy. And you just pointed out a few minutes ago, we were talking about his contract. There's really no way out of this thing. The Jones family...
At least for 2 years, and it'll still hurt after that.
The Jones family will put themselves in a terrible place if they say, you know what, we're just going to rip the Band-Aid off on Dak Prescott and move in another direction. That means they put the entire organization in a bad place, and... you don't ever get the benefit yet again of the rookie contract because you're paying your veteran contract.
Exactly.
So the thing is, you're stuck with him, at least, like you said, for the next 2 years after this one. What is it that he doesn't do that, and this is for all the Tolos out there, that you need him to do? Because there are a lot of good qualities in Dak Prescott.
Does this just mean in terms of leadership or in terms of on the field?
Look, the intangible leadership part's there.
It feels pretty damn good.
It's already there.
So for me, it's effectively leading your wide receivers. And I don't mean leading them like in terms of let's go get them. I mean leading them with your passes. One of the issues, and I know all quarterbacks run into this at times, every football game you've ever seen has probably included a pass behind a receiver or running back that you're like, come on, dude, we could have made something there. But I feel like consistently with Dak, that is an issue. Lead your wide receivers and don't be afraid to throw the ball before the route is done. I think that's part of the problem. Now, you can obviously argue he's afraid to do that because we're not doing great at separation. But your question was, what can Dak do? And those would be the two things. The number one thing, without question, be better at leading your receivers with your passes, because he is not good at that.
That was probably Tony Romo's best quality, was the ability to anticipate. When Tony Romo threw a pass, it was going to be – he was throwing a pass because he knew he was going to have a tighter window to throw into, and he was anticipating where a safety was coming from or where a cornerback was going to be. I mean, there were a lot of other warts with Tony Romo as well, but whenever it came to that, he had great anticipation and spatial awareness. Like, that's another thing that sometimes I'm like, maybe Dak doesn't load a dishwasher very well. Because loading a dishwasher is a very difficult thing if you don't have good spatial awareness, right?
Can I tell you something? I hope she's busy right now. My wife puts things in the dishwasher in a confusing fashion. Because, like, you have on the bottom deck, drawer, whatever you want to say, you usually have the little slats that they're really trying to tell you, hey, this is where you can line up all your plates in a pretty efficient manner. She's just like, I might put a coffee cup there. And I'm like, that's for the top. Like, I don't even understand what we're doing. And so there have been.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes, but it's tough because I don't want to bring it up because she also does way more of the unloading of the dishwasher than I do. Probably really just about as sizable a margin as you can have. And so I don't want it to turn into, all right, smart guy.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and knock this all out?
Adrian, one day, she pulled all the kids into the kitchen and she started showing all the kids how to put things in the dishwasher. I took copious notes.
Okay.
So because for the longest time, maybe I was the biggest offender on all this.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna take notes on this. And just so then that's when I learned that the tall glasses go on the right side of the top rack and the coffee mugs go on the left side of the top rack and the little plates go in this slot and the big plates go in that one and don't put this pan in there. I learned a lot that day.
Yeah.
The kids, they didn't learn jack, all right, because they still do it wrong. Me, on the other hand, I made her happy.
I don't know, Corey. I've learned a lot from you. I'm not sure your kids didn't learn jack. I think they learned from you as well.
Yeah, probably.
Which would be, hey, set a low bar so perhaps they don't ask you to do this task again. Is that fair? Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, but I keep asking them to do it. I mean, they do try to set the low bar. They're like, you know what? I'm just going to not fold my laundry. I'm just going to throw it on the floor. Maybe they'll do it for me. But no, I'm not doing it. You're going to have to learn on your own, kids.
Is this a fair Forgiveness Friday from the 575? Hey, guys, I'm so sorry. I typically total every time, but Kendrick just dropped a new one, and I'm checking in to tell you guys I miss y'all, and this album is fantastic.
Nice.
Do you forgive that person? They're like, hey, come on. Like, I got to go check it out.
Yeah.
So I can dunk on Drake as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
If that's their goal for the day.
And then from the 214, shout out to Ray and John over at the bar at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Love
when we take over the entire restaurant right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the 945, I need Dak to start winning games. Maybe the score is tied and he throws the winning touchdown pass. I've never seen that out of him. He's done that on occasion, but in the big games, the moments seem too big for him. Like that is one thing that for some reason he can't organize everything. There's a lot of things that are falling apart around him, and he falls apart with it. And it seems like the great quarterbacks, they're able to organize everything and get everything in the right place. even if things start to fall apart, they don't. And that's where Dak, I feel like that's my biggest struggle with him, is that whenever the big moment is happening and everybody's looking for somebody to rely on, Dak Prescott's not necessarily the dude that they're like that they can rely on.
You know what's interesting? I kind of think about this because I know,
until he does it over and over again.
Yes. I know Mike gets irritated when people try to undersell Troy Aikman. I think Troy Aikman's career is the exact definition of what you want Dak to be able to do. Like, I don't really care about what all of your across-the-board stats look like if you're scoring every time it matters, or it feels like you're driving the ball every time it matters. And that's something that I thought Troy Aikman, and I realize the Great Wall of Dallas, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, incredible weapons. But it felt like every time it was on the line, except when we get jobbed by San Francisco in 94, that he found a way, and he was like, we're going to find a way to score.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to look like this time, but we're going to find a way to score.
The other thing about it is, while Troy was – and he made the correct play. You know, that's when you say we're going to find a way to score. He made the correct play all the way down the field. The correct play is to hand the ball off to Emmitt. The correct play is this slant to Michael Irvin right now. And he knew and he understood that. The other thing, though, about Dak and Troy, Kevin, is everybody on that team knew it was his team. And everybody on that team knew that he was going to be the guy that they could look to. And you know what? They also knew if they didn't get it right, they were going to get their butts chewed out at times. Now, back in the day, there is that audio of him, right, yelling on the sideline, why do I always have to be the one, because coaches wouldn't do it for him. But maybe Dak Prescott needs to be the one chewing some people out and getting them in order and getting them to straighten up just a little bit, because coaches don't seem to be able to do that in this franchise anymore. So I don't know. Somebody's got to find that respect as the captain of that team. Show that consistency that you can do it.
Now, it is a Friday. It's a shout-out Friday. I wanted to shout-out Jersey Flags LLC and Domingo Acosta. For people that have seen the flags, some of them we've had in our background, people at Buffalo Wild Wings have seen them. I'm sure they probably want to take some. We'll see about that. Wanted to shout him out there for creating a whole bunch of cool Tolo flags as well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan as Corey shows it off. Coming up next, besides Cowboys Commanders, what football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. We'll do that next live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington off of North Collins on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington, off of North Collins, where this has turned into like a peace-a-thon addendum day. We've added so much stuff. I think we were on track to have about $75,000 worth of stuff. Now we could be cruising up perhaps towards $80,000. Peace-a-thon is on Wednesday. And for people asking, we've got stuff valued between $20 and $9,000 and most of the spots in between. Plus, I do believe for the first time in Peace-a-thon history, we're going to have a raffle.
Have we decided on what we're going to raffle?
We talked about the Luka basketball. We have a full-size autographed Luka basketball from the Dallas Mavericks. So if you think that would be an intriguing item for the raffle, we can probably make that happen. All right, Masterpiece of the Week coming up in about 5 minutes. But my question for y'all before that is, are there games or which football games besides Cowboys Commanders are you most looking forward to this weekend?
All right. That is a very good question, Kevin, because
I'm not shouting out the people holding up the horns. I mean, look, that's fine. You can be excited about that game, and I desperately hope that A&M defeats Auburn, which makes that game coming up against Texas like as important as it gets.
Does the Harbowl count?
Yes.
Because
I will count the Harbowl.
Watching Lamar Jackson play is fun. And
yes.
Mike McCarthy this morning, they were asking about Jaden Daniels and how – I think Bobby asked the question, you know, is it like covering – Lamar Jackson, and McCarthy said, you know, he's been playing at MVP level for 4 years now, and he is in a class of his own because nobody really runs like him, especially the responsibility of running the football the way that he does. Even with Jaden Daniels, it's more of escape than it is specific. There are RPOs built in and everything, but he was like, he's just in a class of his own. But Justin Herbert and this team, Justin Herbert's starting to make better decisions. And
that's true.
I think it's because he has better coaching. He has better people in his ear.
I don't disagree with that at all. Does the defense have to do anything with that where like, maybe trust this defense?
Yeah, when you can trust that your defense either is going to make the stops or get your ball back, your coach is telling you that too, though. And that's I think Harbaugh is in that. He's like, look, you don't have to do this because we trust the defense is going to make these plays. You need to learn how to trust them too. So I think that Harbaugh being in his ear is very important. So seeing the two Harbaughs go up against each other is going to be fun. But seeing how Justin Herbert continues to grow within this Chargers team has been very interesting. Now, he could very well fall all apart, but this Ravens defense has definitely shown many opportunities to give up the booty whenever it comes to their air game.
Okay, I'm glad that you said it like that, because I was going to push back a little bit and be like, yeah, they've shown some opportunities to give up, as you said, the booty. So you're definitely right about that. All right, I got a couple of high school ones I'm going to throw out there, and Alec, I don't know if you want to do the same. I was going to shout out West Mesquite and Midlothian, as well as the Carthage-Crum game. Now, I know we're in the midst of the second round of the playoffs here in Texas, but those were two games that caught my attention. Alec, where will you be broadcasting, and are there any other games that have your attention?
I will be at Birdville Stadium, Birdville ISD, even though it's in North Richland Hills. All of these stadium names and not being in the same city, very confusing. But it will be Fort Worth All Saints and Fort Worth Christian going at it. They met once before a few weeks ago. The Saints won by about 30 points. So we'll see if health is going to be a big factor for the Cardinals there. So if they're healthier, they will put on a good fight. I will be doing that game. That's going to be very fun, but I'm with Corey. The Harbaugh is going to be where my eyes are going to be focused on for the NFL, because I didn't expect the Ravens to rebound in the way that they did, but I didn't expect the Chargers even more so to be as good as they are. I didn't think they were going to be this competitive this season. Because when you see a team do a whole salary dump by getting rid of all of their veteran players, pretty much, you don't expect them to really be much of anything, or you just don't have any expectations whatsoever. I was in the latter, and they proved me wrong. They've been really fun.
Now, a quick Forgiveness Friday, if I can. Anybody who's texted me today, with the exception of maybe like two people, I just looked at my phone. I have 24 unanswered text messages. So I'm very sorry.
I just texted you like three things.
Okay.
They're for later, though.
Okay,
for later on.
Okay. Because we've been very busy at the Buffalo Wild Wings today. I promise I'm not trying to ignore anybody intentionally. On the college football front, look, we talked about this earlier. I am super excited for the Ohio State Indiana game. Like,
dude, Kurt Cignetti is a blast already.
Indiana's to 10 wins for the first time in the history of their program. Not 10-0, 10 wins at all for the first time ever. So I'm excited about that very much so. By the way, if you're looking for something to do Saturday evening, Saturday at 6:00, Alabama against Oklahoma, right here on 105 Through the Fan, and that will be followed up by USC against UCLA. So if you're looking for some double college football action, we've got that on Saturday right here on the Fan.
How many more eyeballs, because of what's gone on over the last couple weeks, will be on Colorado? I know they're playing Kansas this week, but
for sure, because Colorado's got a great opportunity to move into their conference championship game, as well as then make the playoff. They might have the top two players in the draft.
Yeah, and I think I'm dead serious about this. The way Michael Irvin was pushing that out there on the front of him being the Cowboys coach, I wonder if there are other fans out there that are like, man, I want to see what he's all about. When I first watched that team last year, I was like undersized at a lot of positions, but they have a lot of skill, a lot of talent. And then they were like, let's get bigger. And they weren't big enough to start this season. They've played a lot better, though, as the season's gone on. And, man, I watched Coach Prime on Amazon.
Was that enjoyable?
The first year when he was at Jackson State. It was awesome. It was really good. I really like – he gives a great message. But just watching how he's coached the team, I feel like there are going to be more eyeballs on what they're doing this weekend again, even though, like I said, it's Kansas.
Now, quick shout-out – for the Buffalo Wild Wings t-shirts, on the back of some of them, it says beer.
Yep.
The chicken wing of liquids.
I love it.
And I just think that is an objectively clever thing to have on the back of your shirt. Now, before we get to Masterpiece of the Week, Alec, could you play us the mystery audio, please?
That's the Jason Garrett press conference, and they'll have more of that. KNC Masterpiece, Pethas on, coming up next.
Eric Chiafalo
had to warm you up.
Stumbling over his words just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Pithathon.
Now, I want to do one more shout-out real quick from the napkin, and I actually am going to add to this a little bit, if you don't mind. From the napkin, the thankful napkin, shout-out to our fellow friends at our Tolo table. Always good to see familiar faces, and we feel at home. I want to stop it there real quick. If people missed this earlier, I swear this is a real thing. We had Tolos last week. We were celebrating a birthday. We had Tolos last week who exchanged numbers because they're helpful, and we also have an Uber driver in the group, so they could bring another person to our next Buffalo Wild Wings. That one last week was in Fort Worth, kind of Lake Worth. Now we're in Arlington, so not right next to each other by any particular stretch of the imagination, but it's been really cool to see like all the people that come out, but also the group that is here almost like every time, and how they've become like their own little family.
You know, one of the things, like when you watch the Twitch chat, they've been there with us for a long time, right?
Yes.
Twitch has been, they're a little community. This little community that's been building over the last couple of years now is fun, because last year there would be people kind of sitting at different tables. And now we're starting to see more and more people get together, and everybody's inviting.
Oh, what's up, Dan?
Yeah, everybody's real inviting about, hey, look, we're all here for the same reason. I really appreciate that a lot. That's kind of human nature right there.
That is delightful. Now, enough of this mushy nonsense.
Yeah.
It's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Always dangerous.
Oh, yes. Our favorite time of the week. The best way to celebrate a Friday football feast. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very alarming and concerning things said on this very program. And before I was handed the keys to this show, one Reginald Atatula taught me of a tradition, his favorite tradition, picking on people when they're not here.
Yes.
So, but we're going to start with Mike Bacsik, and there's some good ones this week. I don't even know where to start. We're just going to start with this.
When he turns around, there's an ass.
That's true, Mike. That is very true.
All right.
What would be there if he didn't turn around, if there was not an ass?
Depends on if it's a man or a woman.
Mm,
a towel. Yeah, I like that answer.
Good option, yeah.
Very PG option right there.
That is a very... By the way, Alex, somebody texted in and said they just changed their Wi-Fi to take a load off.
Nice.
So I do not support that.
Take a load off.
Man, I have taken a load off way earlier than I usually do. This is great.
Good for you.
Let's see. We're going to pick on Kevin now because he has not taken a load off. Kevin, you said this.
And you're like, really? Does it fit in there?
Okay. I don't remember.
Seems like the right question to ask.
Look, hey, I don't remember what that was about, but I think we can all agree. Hold on, let me scan for children. Okay, I think we're pretty good, more or less. That's a good problem to have if you're a man, right? Like, you know what I'm saying. If you're like, is it gonna... That's congratulations to you, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
No? Are
I
you
don't
gonna
know.
Lay out
line,
on
Kevin,
this for
the
me?
Line.
That's beyond the line.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
I guess if you have to scan for children before you say something, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Can't take you anywhere.
I'm sorry.
This is disgraceful.
Some people laughed.
Let's see. I like to imagine that this was Mike in a long-distance relationship.
Jeez. Anna, can you get closer to Dallas?
He was literally talking about the city of Anna, right?
Yes, it can't.
He
was.
Yeah.
Land is the way that it is. You can't just move
man.
It around.
I want that as a drop. Land is the way that it is. Wise words from Corey Majors.
You're welcome. Mike just texted, by the way.
I told you, Mike, I have too many unread text messages.
He said, I vote for Kevin's huge. Okay, I can't say that.
Oh, my God.
He did say that. I can't confirm.
Yep. That is the text that he sent us.
Oh,
I got a text back what I thought this morning after you said we were thinking about Sue, by the way.
Oh, my God, man.
I think he'd laugh.
He would laugh. When we were talking about her getting ready for surgery, he said some things that made me uncomfortable.
Corey said a few things this week that made me uncomfortable.
Was that dude just carrying a ladder naked? And you're like, yeah, he was.
I want to know who it was in your life that was just there to back you up. He was like, yeah, Corey, he was.
Well, I was talking about the Naked Gun movies, and every time you watch a Naked Gun movie, in the background, something weird is going on. Mm-hmm. But you have to pay attention to those. Like, you have to be looking for those things. Because they're delivering, like, this very straight-faced line in front of you.
Yeah.
And, but in the background, something weird's always happening.
That's what I feel with you guys
Ladder guy.
Yeah. What would you do if you saw somebody just walking by your house naked with a ladder?
I would ask them to hang the Christmas lights up.
That's a great idea.
That's a very difficult
idea.
This is probably
so
going to be... look, this is probably what you guys are talking about. I have a question that I probably should just keep it to myself, right?
Oh, no.
So,
if the naked ladder guy was like, don't worry, it'll get hung. Like, is that okay? Are you out then?
Kevin.
That...
Again, right. You went too far.
I'm
going
to go back to my napkin and write notes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Some concerning things happening in the background of Mike's personal life.
I get auctioned off all the time.
He does, actually, though, for Peace-a-thon, for Jared Sandler swinging for a cause, for the Rangers. I'm sure they're always trying to auction him off.
Oh, he is famous.
Yeah, he is famous Mike Bassett.
I would love to auction Mike off, but he's not going to do anything he doesn't want to do.
That is a fact.
So if you're like, hey, we're going to the card shop or something like that,
he'll go.
Good.
That's what you should auction off. Break cards with Mike at the card shop.
That is a great idea.
He has to buy the cards.
Oh, man. Okay. Sit in the hot tub with Mike.
Sit in the hot tub with Mike.
Yeah, talk baseball there.
I've been in a hot tub with Mike.
How did that go?
It was weird.
I could see
that. He asks weird questions, man.
Oh.
Never mind. I was going to say, I know what kind of questions. I know exactly what kind of questions. I'm not looking at my phone. I see more text messages. Go to the next one. They're probably from Mike.
Yeah,
go to
they
the
are.
Next one. I'm not looking at my phone right now.
They are from Mike, and I can't read them.
I'm turning my phone over. There are too many messages.
Corey, this was... Okay, I don't know.
Tell me if I nailed Tyler Guyton here.
Look... If I got it right,
Corey?
not if I.
Would you like to tell us if that happened?
Not if I used my hips as a hammer. That's not what I'm talking
about. Is that why he hasn't been practicing?
No. I got it right, though, whenever I did my scouting report on him.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh.
Congrats. Would you like to go into detail?
Corey's new business idea sounds genius. Naked Christmas lights. That's a net.
One way or another, you'll get home. Yeah. Well, never mind. No, never mind.
All right.
Nope, I'm done.
Before we get taken off the air, Corey, was this part of your evaluation?
Still has the distance. It's just not, it's not as straight as you want it to be.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't have a clue.
Okay.
You said it.
Yeah, I don't. Look, I say a lot of things on this show.
Oh, really?
Not all of them do I remember.
That's fair.
That's
very fair.
Kevin, do you remember saying this?
I just S myself. Can you not get my ass? Thank you. Yes. Yes, I do.
You feel like you want the nurse to get that part after you've done that.
That's true. That was about the marathon runner who the cameraman was mm-hmm. right behind her because she was like about to win or finish second. And she's like, mm-hmm. hey, help me out here because, you know. Well, Corey, what did you write?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Say what it says.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm scared. I keep reading this text from Mike. I'm sorry. It's distracting me. Speaking of Mike, he said this.
There was frost on my mound.
When he said that, I was like, what is he talking about? He was talking about the mound in his backyard.
Because there's no way
for
he
baseball.
Knows. There's no way he knows other meanings of that word, right?
I don't know, man. You should have seen that smile on his face after he said it.
Okay, from the 214, can I get a shout-out? I still work with idiots and haven't even cracked a Miller yet. I'm sorry. That's tough today.
Oh.
Back to you.
Let's see. I think I got one more from the man that's actually sitting about maybe 5 feet in front of me, 6 feet in front of me, Zach Wolchuk.
I'll take it inside.
Yeah,
$5.
What was that Eric said? Can you play that one more time?
I'll take it inside.
Yeah,
$5.
Full five.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have to worry about that question that I asked before.
Oh, man. That is a great point.
Yeah, if you're rocking a full five, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just you're not going to ask to ask that question.
All right. I am voting for what Kevin did in his pants. That is what I'm voting for today.
I just S myself. Can you not get my ass? Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, that actually. Wish I wouldn't have read it the same way I talk. I'm going to vote for Mike talking about how he turned around and there was a butt.
When he turns around, there's an ass.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true.
I like Corey's at the end.
Corey is very supportive in these masterpieces.
You really are. You're so quick with it.
Yes. That's what I'm known for.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. But you know what? Just the way Kevin talks, he doesn't help himself, so I'm voting for this.
I just S myself. Can you not get my ass? Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Sorry.
Thank you. Sorry. That's my favorite part is the thank you, sorry part. Good job, Kevin. You win again, dude. Good
job. Congrats right. on taking a load off.
I don't want to make this worse. I think the drop went away, so if I just shut my mouth, I would be good to go, right? Mm-hmm. But you were talking about the way I talk. We had a really aggressive drop of me back in the day going, oh, yeah, newsflash, sometimes I say things like a douchebag. And so, and I probably shouldn't
now you
have
said
it, that
now we
now
have it again, yeah.
And that's what gets me in trouble. I heard y'all making fun of me. That's okay. So coming up next, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. We'll do it next as we are here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington at 105.3 The Fan.
First and goal from the one. On a give. Eckler takes it in. Touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington. Want to remind everybody, on Sunday, pregame for Cowboys Commanders starts at 9 a.m. with Chiafalo and Broadus. Chris Arnold will have Rico Dowdle for the player profile. And, of course, you can catch that postgame show with Wolchuk and Brian as well as the halftime show. So all kinds of fun stuff happening this weekend right here on 105 Through the Fan. And now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
We're awesome, Heggie. How are you guys?
I'm doing very well. I was really excited that we were in Fort Worth for so many weeks. I was nervous that we moved to another spot. Arlington has shown out in mass today at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we have had a freaking blast out there.
Yeah, you know, Barlington is, I call it, one of my favorite municipalities in all of DFW, and I'm not surprised to hear they're holding it down once again.
I like it. I like it. I like it. Now, I was going to, we asked this question earlier in the show. I'm kind of curious from a general NFL front. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I get it. They're 8-3. Even if they go 14-3, I feel like if you lose to the Cowboys and the Browns, I can't take you seriously. What say you guys about the Steelers, like perhaps playoff fate?
Yeah, you know, I think if their quarterback, you know, situation wasn't enough to convince you of that, I think that's a very astute observation, Hagee. If you've lost to the Browns and these Cowboys in the same calendar year, you're eliminated. I think they're, you know, significantly better than the version that the Cowboys played with.
I could see that, yeah.
Jameis Winston,
yeah.
But still, you know, yeah. I would say Steelers definitely not a contender. If you're trying to make a run with that much of a flawed roster during the playoffs, you'll get tripped up eventually.
Yeah, it was kind of fun being able to watch a game where the Cowboys beaten both of these teams. It's probably the only time that we'll be able to do that all year.
Yep.
But I am with you. I haven't been buying the Steelers, period. I mean, they do have a legitimate defense, but offensively, you just don't know what you're going to be able to get. I know they did win by kicking field goals against Baltimore, and they match up well with the Ravens. For whatever reason, Lamar can't get over the hump there. So if they played the Ravens in the postseason, maybe they could win, but I don't see them being better than Kansas City or Buffalo. Even a game against the Chargers, I think I'd probably side with the Chargers there. I don't view them as an actual Super Bowl contender.
Was there any part of y'all that was also amped up that Cleveland won the game because of, you know, potential draft things going forward?
Yeah, they dropped down, what, several spots?
Yes,
out of
they
that,
did.
That, what, four spots out of that. So, yeah, all these teams up above Dallas want to continue to try and win football games. meaningless football game, sure, go for it. Just keep doing it. You know, find there's a path. There's a path for Dallas to get you know, in the top three here if they could just get some teams to continue to want to win these games.
That was probably the only silver lining last night for Wolchuk and Dawson, who had the Steelers in Survivor. So,
Oh, no.
But it was a heck of a game. I'll tell you what. Like,
it was.
That was.
Because of the snow and Jameis Winston. Yeah, I'm with you.
The snow and Jameis Winston, man. That was, it was crazy. It was like in a 10-minute time period. It's like just little snow flurries, then all of a sudden it's coming down in a huge way. You have Jameis throwing an interception and then going and making a tackle down the field. He gets John Elway into the end zone. Mike Tomlin inexplicably running out Justin Fields to throw a deep ball. Like, I haven't gotten any word on like why that even that made no sense to me. But it was a really entertaining game.
How about something that could hamper the Steelers though? If you start to talk about playoffs, is the way that Mike Tomlin does manage games. You know, the situation that, you know, I mean, last week he benefited from the Commanders jumping off sides. You know, he was. That's true. So, I mean, the way that sometimes it, I mean, he lost a game to Dallas one time. I remember, I believe it was Dak's first year in 16, where he just kept going for two for no reason, just kept going for two. And, you know, they weren't able to get and it, you know, and it cost him at the end of the game. His game management, what he does, decisions he makes, I sometimes I feel like that could be a downfall of a team trying to win a game in a playoff.
Yeah, it's tough with him because obviously he's never had a losing record as a head coach. He is one of the best head coaches in football, but last night he definitely had some blunders. Calls that second timeout, clock is stopped, right? The penalty, he takes that. It could have been fourth and two at the 25. If he doesn't take it, they kick a field goal. Maybe they do go for it. Maybe they think, okay, we're not going to kick the field goal. But either way, you get the ball back and you're now just down two. Instead, Jameis hits Jerry Jeudy, and now they score the game-winning touchdown. And you probably should just let Nick Chubb score as well, trying to preserve as much time as possible. So I get Steeler fans that are ticked off at the management there in the final few minutes.
What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Hagee, thanks for asking. Yes. It is a Friday, so you can count on Steve Jones coming up at 3 o'clock and Nick Harris at 4.
All right, roll home with the G-Bag Nation. One more time, I want to give it up for the Arlington Buffalo Wild Wings showing out in mass today. We are the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back on Monday as the countdown to Peace-a-thon begins, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say thanks to Arlington, Kevin.
Thanks, Arlington.
Can you not get my ass? Thank you. Sorry.